My brothers and sisters, on this Palm Sunday, we begin Holy Week, the most sacred time of our church year. Our Mass commenced with a reading of the Gospel, accounting how Jesus came into Jerusalem with great praise. And now, having read the Passion, we've recapped his whole agony in the garden, including the Last Supper, then the Passion, and finally the death of our Lord. During this week, we'll have the opportunity to slowly recount all of these events again. St. Luke, though, perhaps because he was a physician, includes in his Passion account a detail that's not found in the other Gospels. Jesus goes into Gethsemane. There he prays so intensely that his sweat became blood. So he sweat blood. Medical science calls this hematidrosis. When people have such excruciating anguish, sometimes the little capillaries will burst and the blood is sweat through the sweat glands. So our Lord realizes the agony. He realizes the agony that he faces of crucifixion. He had seen crucifixions living under the rule of the Roman Empire. In his whole divine person with human and divine natures, he comprehends the weight of sin that he has been asked to carry. Sins of the past, sins of his time, sins of the future. Our sins, your sins, my sins. Sins that were the slightest little venial sins, sins to the worst, heinous, mortal sins. He realizes the burden of sin. Also, in his own heart, he knows the sins that are directly committed against him. Those sins of a betrayal by Judas, one of the apostles, with a kiss. The threefold denial of St. Peter. The fleeing of the apostles when the arrest comes in Gethsemane. The cruelty of the Roman soldiers, the cowardice and injustice of a Pilate, the sadistic curiosity of a Herod Antipas, the pride of the Pharisees and other members of the Sanhedrin who wanted to do away with our Lord, the fickleness of the crowd that said on Palm Sunday, "Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord," and on Good Friday chants, "Crucify him. Crucify him." And then there's also the anguish of those who simply do not care. If we went one more verse from our opening gospel recounting Jesus' entry into Jerusalem, we would read that Jesus wept over Jerusalem. He looks out and he says, "Jerusalem, Jerusalem, if you had only recognized the path of peace. But you are so blind." Well, my brothers and sisters, our poor Lord, with such anguish, sweat this blood. The angel came and gave him comfort, but there was that cup, the cup presented by the Father. If Jesus took of the cup, he was giving himself totally to the Father's will. So our Lord imbibed totally, and he said, "Father, if it is your will, let this cup pass, but not my will, but your will be done." The next day, our Lord truly poured forth his blood. On that cross, yes, he was executed, but in the vision of faith, Jesus, the priest, offers himself like that Passover lamb in sacrifice on the altar of the cross. Through his blood, we are forgiven of sin. Sin is washed away. After our Lord dies, though, there's even a outpouring of blood. Remember, St. Longinus, the Roman soldier at the time, pierced our Lord's sacred heart and outflowed blood and water. This torrent of grace that we see in our sacraments of baptism and Holy Eucharist. Well, my brothers and sisters, when we pause then and we think of what we've just recounted, you and I Today, this Palm Sunday, are presented with a cup. Are you willing to drink of the cup of Christ to make this truly a holy week? How easy it is for time to move so quickly. Before we know it, next Sunday will be here already. We could look upon this week very superficially, given all the different currents of life and all the interruptions and distractions and so on. No, we have to accept that cup of Christ. But in so doing, you and I need to sweat some blood. We need to take this seriously. Yes, we need to pause and truly pray each day, perhaps meditating on these different gospel passion accounts, saying the rosary. Of course, we could come to daily Mass, especially since it's now spring break. Definitely make time for the special liturgies of Holy Thursday, Good Friday, and then Easter. But we need to give time, and we need to be with our Lord, and with that, to sweat some blood. We need to sweat over the fact that it is our sins that crucified Christ. Yes, we did it. Our sins crucified our Lord. And yet, how oftentimes He's forgiven us. One challenge here, though, is, have you gone to confession this Lent? Why not? Don't you believe in the forgiveness that Christ offered? Ask yourself that. Are you willing to sweat some blood and allow our Lord to pour forth His blood in that sacrament to free you from sin? We look into our lives, and it's a time to think, have I not forgiven someone? Have I not forgiven sins, hurts committed against me? Such things can poison our own blood. So let's sweat it out. Get rid of it. It's past. We're called to live in the love of Christ. We can also look at our present situation. Many here, I'm sure, are suffering, whether it's physical suffering, family problems, whatever it may be. I know families in our parish that are truly going through physical kinds of suffering. But we unite that with our Lord, and we see how such suffering and union with Him can bring about great atonement and peace. We need, too, to remember that because of the Holy Eucharist, we need to sweat some blood for a greater vision of our church. Think how many Christians this Holy Week risk their lives because they live in Islamic countries and may be persecuted, may even lose their lives because they practice their faith. We should not forget that we're part of that broader idea of church, that mystical body of Christ. Their blood is our blood. So, my brothers and sisters, all together, we have to make this Holy Week holy. Only then will we truly know the meaning of Easter. Only by really drinking of that cup, imbibing in the life of our Lord, allowing the blood of Christ to cleanse us, pouring forth our own blood spiritually, will we know the love of Christ Himself. Moreover, in knowing and appreciating what happens at Easter, we'll be able to face whatever life throws at us. Whatever we're called to face, we will be able to face it because the risen Lord will be with us, and His love can never be defeated. May God bless you.